Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, thanking you for another day, thanking you for another opportunity and another privilege to call upon the name of the Lord, Father God, because we are confident that when we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall receive an answer. Father God, as we come now, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everywhere we have come short of your glory, of your honor, and of your praise. Glory be to your holy and glory be to your righteous name. How great is our God, how great is our God, how great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before you, heaven and earth adore you. How great, how great, how great is our God. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Lord, and as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We do bless the Lord. We do bless the Lord. God is great and greatly to be praised. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and we want to welcome each and every one of you to our platform, our virtual platform, amen, where we come together. Hallelujah, in the room. Glory be to God. There's no time and distance. Amen, in the spirit. Amen. So we're in the prayer room calling on the name of the Lord. But when we call on the name of the Lord, we shall receive an answer. Amen and amen. We invite each and every one of you, amen, to visit our website. We have several platforms. Amen. We have blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. Glory be to God, where we have hundreds and hundreds, matter of fact, thousands of messages. Amen. And our archives, our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry, and we thank you, amen, for coming on today. We want to turn your attention to the book of Matthew, chapter number 15. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immorality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. And we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes from a subject, in the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the gospel story. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, for God's eternal plan, amen, to win, amen, mankind back unto himself. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden and they transferred power to Satan, that Satan had to lie to get it, but he got it, and he became the prince of the air. And Satan, Adam lost the crown that God had given him. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God for Jesus Christ, who took on the robe of flesh and walked down 40 in two generations. Amen, glory be to God. Entered this earth through the womb of Mary. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And for 33 and a half years, he lived on planet Earth. We want to thank God for his ministry, 3.5 years, amen, doing the will of God every day, morning, evening, noontime, midnight hours, amen, being the example for us, amen, that what can be accomplished for a man or a woman of God who walks by faith and not by sight. Then, beloved, amen, Jesus' life came to an end on Calvary when he surrendered his life. It appeared as though his life was taken, but his life was not taken. He surrendered his life. No man or woman, nobody on earth was powerful enough to take his life, but it was part of God's plan. It was part of God's plan that Jesus had to die to legally. Mm-hmm. But Satan, obeying the will of God and in crucifying Christ, he was obeying the will of God. And when he obeyed the will of God, his kingship, okay, the crown fell off of Satan's head and Jesus picked it up at Calvary. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gospel story. Glory be to God. Jesus died. Glory be to God, went down into Hades. Amen. Hallelujah. 3 days and three nights. And the Bible tells us that on the third day, Jesus Christ rose again. He is alive. He is not dead. He is risen. And not only did he rise, beloved, he rose with all power in his hands. Glory be to God. The keys of hell, the keys of death, the keys to the kingdom, the keys. Glory be to God. And when Jesus rose with that, beloved, he gave that over to you and to me by faith. And the Bible tells us that after his resurrection, he remained on the earth for 40 days. 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. He was among the people, his disciples. Amen. They had an opportunity to witness that God is not a liar. And if he said it, hallelujah, he's going to do it. If he said it, It's already done. And he rose, glory be to God, with that power. Now, before, after the expiration of his 40 days, with Jesus eating and doing whatever else he was doing, it's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave a great commission. He gave a great commission, his last words. You always remember the last words. You always remember, glory be to God, when family members are in their final days, family member and friends, and it's coming down to the last moments, and everybody's on the telephone, come on over, come on over. You only have a couple more days because your time is short. They're about to take their last breath, and family and friends sometimes will, amen, come together and gather around those who are soon to be expired. And everyone is interested in their last words, if they're able to speak. And not only that, you always remember the last words that were spoken. Well, beloved, Jesus had some last words before he ascended back into heaven from which he came. And those last words can be found in the book of Matthew. Amen. Let us turn there now, chapter number 28. And I'm just going to give you a couple verses so you can get a clear understanding of what was happening here. Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Okay, so let me stop here and reading the scriptures and let you know that they was doubting because Jesus had already died. This was like after the resurrection. That's why they was doubting, like, is, I thought he was dead. Is this really Jesus? They saw a dead man talking, a dead man walking. And then let us continue now. Verse number 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen, amen, and amen. This was the Great Commission. Jesus left instructions. He left instructions. He said, I'm going now, but this is what I want you to do. There's something for you to do. There's a reason that I'm going and I'm not taking you. There's a reason that you're not going with me now. I'm leaving you behind. My work on earth is complete. My work on earth is finished. It is finished, but your work is not finished. Your work is not complete. I want you to go forth. I want you to shine as the lights of the world, the salt of the earth. I want you to go and be my disciples and my ambassadors. I want you to go, let your light shine. I want you to compel men and women to come to me. I don't want you to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you to go. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to tell you where to go, which way to go, but you got to go when I say go. Glory be to God, and carry the good news, and carry the good news. Oh, glory be to God of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah to your righteous name. Hallelujah. Go expose their sin. Glory be to God. Let them know that Jesus died for them. Let them know. Glory be to God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Go, 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 go. There's some work to be done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm sending you into the highways. I'm sending you into the byways. I'm sending you into dark places, tight places, ungodly places. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you're the light that the world needs. You're the light that exposes darkness. You're the light. Hallelujah. I'm leaving you behind. And don't be afraid, because I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Don't be scared when I say go, because you're not going by yourself. I'm going with you. Glory be to God. I will never leave you, never forsake you, even to the end of the world. There's a host of angels going with you, fighting for you. Glory be to God. Being a friend to your friends and an enemy to your enemies. Glory be to God. Go. Hallelujah. And this was the commandment, the great commission, hallelujah, that he left on that day, that's still valid today. He has not changed his mind. He has not changed his plan, because it is not God's will, amen, for any soul to perish. But how can they hear, hallelujah, without a preacher? How can they hear unless somebody's going to open their mouth and declare what thus saith the Lord? My word will never return unto me void, but it will always accomplish that which I have sent it forth to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What a commission. What a guarantee that we can go in confidence. Hallelujah. God saying amen. Hallelujah. I'm with you. Hallelujah. Then, beloved, hallelujah. He wants us to know, hallelujah, that everything that we do for Christ has rewards. Hallelujah. We can do nothing without him. Hallelujah. And everything that we try to do without him holds no value, holds no weight, because only what we do for Christ is going to last. Hallelujah. And then he tells us, for those of you remaining, glory be to God, he says, I'm coming back for you. He said, the same way you see me go up, he says, glory be to God, hallelujah, I'm coming back for you, and I'm coming back quickly. I'm coming back quickly. Oh, glory be to God. And our scripture today, beloved, amen, hallelujah. He tells us, hallelujah, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he says, I'm coming back, amen, for you. Those who are obedient to me, those who are walking in faith, those who are waiting patiently, those who are working while it is day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did not promise us a perfect life. He did not promise us a trouble-free life. Hallelujah. But he wants us to know that regardless of what we face while we're working, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. He is the Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Beloved, we all face limitations. Those who have physical, mental, or emotional challenges are especially aware of this. Some may be blind, but they can see a new way to live. Some may be deaf, but they can hear God's good news. Glory be to God. Some may have legs, but they are disabled, but they can walk in God's love. In addition, we have the encouragement that those challenges and disabilities are only temporary. Paul explains that we all will be given new bodies when Christ returns, and that these whose bodies will be without disabilities or limitations, never to die or to become sick. Glory be to God. This is the hope, hallelujah, in our suffering. Glory be to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Glory be to God. He said, glory, we're not going to all sleep. Hallelujah. We're not going to all. Yeah, we know we're going to funerals, and we've been going to home goings quite frequently. Glory be to God. But the good news is to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But everybody's not going to sleep. Everybody's not going to transition. He says, some of you are still going to be alive and well when I return, because he said, Jesus said, I'm coming back. The same way you see me go, I'm coming back. Hallelujah. Get to working. Get to working. Hallelujah. We will not all sleep. Means that Christians alive on the day when Christ returns will not have to die, but will be transformed immediately. A trumpet blast will usher in the new heaven and a new earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, he said, I'm Lord. I'm Lord of all. I am Lord of all and not of part. I am Lord. Satan seemed to be victorious in the Garden of Eden. Oh, glory be to God. Satan seemed to be victorious at the cross of Jesus. But God turned Satan's apparent victory into defeat when Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Death is no longer a source of dread or fear. Christ overcame it, and one day we will also. The law will no longer make sinners out of us just because we cannot keep it. Death has been defeated, and we have hope beyond the grave. Glory be to God. He said, I'm coming back. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm coming back. Beloved, glory be to God. We've been experiencing some earthquakes lately, even over here on the East Coast, where we normally don't receive and experience earthquakes. And some of them on the other side of the world have been much more devastating. Glory be to God. But an earthquake, let me tell you something, nobody knows that with the earthquake that we experienced recently, nobody knew it was coming. Nobody had any signs it was coming. Everybody was going about their business, doing what they normally do. Glory be to God. When that earthquake hit and that tremble hit, glory be to God. Some people were affected much more deeply than others. A couple houses became inhabitable. Glory be to God. But nobody saw that it happened. It happened quickly and it was gone. In the same way that that earthquake hit, beloved, that's how Jesus said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. That earthquake that we experienced recently lasted about 30 seconds. Jesus said, I'm coming back in the twinkling of an eye. Beloved, you can twinkle in about 1 second. You can twinkle your eye in about 1 second. He said, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna go just that quickly. Beloved, after that earthquake hit, glory be to God, people was looking around saying, what happened? They didn't know what happened. They didn't know. They didn't have a clue. Glory be to God. And it's going to be the same way Jesus said, when I come back, people are going to be looking around saying, what happened? Where's my airline pilot? What happened? Where's my bus driver? What happened? What happened? Glory be to God. Not realizing that in that 1 second, Jesus had come back, raptured his church, those who was ready to receive him, those that was ready to go up. Why? Because he came back to honor his word. He came back to do like he said he was going to do, and they're going to be gone, and so shall they forever be with the Lord in the twinkling of an eye. You won't have time to go back and ask for forgiveness. You won't have time to go back and do this and that and that and thus and the other. You won't have time. Jesus said, I'm coming back quickly. I'm coming back quickly. And the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye. Beloved, my question to you today is, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Will you be ready? He said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. It's going to be quick. It's going to be a quick transaction. It's going to be quick. Glory be to God. You're not going to get a sign. You're going to be going about your daily business, going to work, on your way to the supermarket, on your way here, on your way there, on your way there. Glory be to God. And that quick. The same way that earthquake came, nobody saw it coming, but you felt the rumble. He said, glory be to God. That's how I'm coming back for you. You can count on it. He said, and because I'm coming back, glory be to God, because of the resurrection, because I'm coming back, nothing we do for the Lord is useless. Sometimes we become apathetic about serving the Lord or hesitate to do good because we don't see any results. Knowing that Christ has won the ultimate victory should affect the way we live right now. Don't let discouragement over an apparent lack of results keep you from doing the work of the Lord enthusiastically. As you have opportunity, knowing that your work will have eternal results. He said, be steadfast. Keep on moving. Keep on working. I'm coming back. Oh, glory be to God real quick. Glory be, I done gave you all the warning I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. I done gave you all the signs I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. All you need to know is I'm coming. It's going to hit the same way that earthquake hit. Hallelujah. I'm coming. That was just a reminder that I'm coming. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for you. I'm coming back. My reward is with me. I'm coming back. Hallelujah. So I want you to, hallelujah, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain. I said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Hallelujah. He that is faithful, let him be faithful still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is unholy, let him be unholy still. I said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Will you be ready? Come. Will you have oil in your lamp? When I come, oh, will you be looking for me when I come? Oh, glory be to God, because I'm coming in the twinkling of an eye. Will I find you working, or will I find you sleeping? Will I find you praising, or will I find you sinning? What will I find you doing? Because I'm coming back like a thief in the night. You didn't know the thief was coming, but he showed up. You didn't know the earthquake was coming, but it showed up. Behold, I show your mystery. I'm coming back in the twinkling of an eye. Can I find you faithful? Because a faithful man shall abound in blessing. Can I find you? Hallelujah. Waiting for me. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Unannounced. This is the only announcement you're going to get. It's going to be a quick transaction. 2 seconds later, it's going to be over. Hallelujah. Don't be one of those sitting around asking what happened. Glory be to God. But be one of those in, hallelujah, in the movement, to carry the gospel, in the movement, to preach and teach the gospel, in the movement, being a witness for our Lord, in the movement, being the light of the world and the salt of the earth, walking in faith, walking in love, walking in obedience, hallelujah, caught up to meet him. I'll be caught up to meet him. I'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Will you be ready and caught up, hallelujah, to meet him in the air? Because he's coming back. He's coming back. Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? Be ready. Huh? Be ready. Huh? Be ready. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, this is your first step. You're not going back with him unless you complete the first step. Unless you complete the first step. There's some other steps, but you got to do first things first. Hallelujah. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Hallelujah. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you must confess it, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Come on and take that first step. You must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Hallelujah. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Come on and repeat after me right now. Father God, I confess all of my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. Glory be to God. I ask Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. I submit and I surrender my life unto you. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for saving me. Now use me, Father. Use me, hallelujah, for your praise, for your glory, and for your honor. Use me, Lord, and make me the person that you would have me to be. Amen and amen. Well, guess what? If you repeated that, you are born again. You are born again into the Lord's kingdom. Hallelujah, and to God be praise. And to God be glory, and to God be honor. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and so are we. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. I want you to know, amen, you have been changed. If any, it's spiritually, amen, stick with us, and we'll teach you what it's all about. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the greatest miracle on planet Earth. You have been snatched out of Satan's dark kingdom and adopted into God's royal family. Amen. Now, your salvation is the beginning and not the end. A woman does not give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the beginning of a new walk. Amen. In a new life. Hallelujah. Now you have to grow. Amen. And this is why God has provided the fivefold ministry, apostles, amen, evangelists, prophets, preachers, teachers, pastors. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For your edification and for your maturing. Amen. Glory be to God. Reach out to us here at LifeWordJesus. Amen. At gmail.com. LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. Amen. Give us your testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us your name. We want to pray with you, pray for you. And we also want to send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Let us hear from you. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be caught up to meet him. Aren't you glad about it? Your labor is not in vain. If you die, amen, before Jesus returns, amen, hallelujah, you'll be with him. And if you're still alive when he returns, you're still going to meet him. You win either way. Either way you win. Either way you win. Either way Satan lose. We win, he lose. We win, he lose. Amen. Come on, y'all. There's work to be done. Will you join us? Amen. And getting it done. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for this service on today. We give your name all the honor. Thank you for the opportunity to work in your kingdom. We bind every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract to decree and declare and declare and decree that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today as we move forward into your kingdom. doing the will of the Lord, the work of the Lord, and the timing of the Lord, and the power of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. If we don't meet up again on this side, we'll meet you on the other side. Because either way, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. Blessings on blessings. Blessings on blessings. Pastor Bradford, signing out.
I'll be crying.